Hey fans, you like our audio podcast? Well, check out our video podcast. We're on YouTube, Western Standard Time. Short, funny, 15-second video clips. We also have our long live stream clips. You won't miss any action. You'll see new videos. You'll see new action. Check us out on YouTube, Western Standard Time. We're on YouTube now, Western Standard Time.
Actually, yeah. I'll give the Rockets a C. They did nothing. I'll give Oklahoma City a B minus. They did very little.
I'll give the Suns an F. Jeez.
Welcome. WST, your special 4th of July edition. Happy birthday, America. Big Ben, what are you doing for the 4th?
I am headed, so let's prelude the 4th with a quick trip down to M's game where they're playing the Cardinals tonight.
Ooh.
Big win last night. Nothing more American than seeing, you know, the Cards, who some would say are the best fan base. I'm sure there'll be some people from St. Louis in town.
After Vogel seeing Bombers, you and Madden on the Jumbotron, I think the M's have the best.
Exactly. We'll be the main attraction tonight. Madden and I, the Vogel Bombers, who I think were a big reason why Vogel's in the All-Star game. We'll start off the third with a little, like I said, Mariners game. Then we're headed out to Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington, for nice some fireworks fourth. And lounging by the pool. What about you, Kaywin?
My brother's coming down with his kids. We're going to go to the beach, watch some fireworks, and maybe have some fireball shots.
Wow. Does Randy like fireball?
No, but we'll just sneak him in. Peer pressure will get you every time.
Chilled.
That's
right.
You
never know if fireball should shake it.
Besides right, that, so, I might be lighting my 35 blue and gold jersey as a bonfire. How about them fireworks?
Wow.
Don't even mention him by name because he's headed east.
Shots fired. Yeah, exactly. The aforementioned, we'll say his name one last time, KD, is on his way to Brooklyn.
It still stings.
40, we'll no longer rap about him. And him and Kyrie will now be taking the A-train out to Brooklyn every game.
Speaking of the Warriors, why don't you get into break down a little free agency?
Overall team grades, and I'm giving out all A's for these teams specific. One's not in the West Coast, but I think they have a little West Coast flavor in them now. So let me start with the Jazz,
okay, who
I believe had a very, very good free agency. They're getting an A in my book. And I say that because as I didn't know who Bogey was when you mentioned him. But looking at his stat line, adds a lot to the Jazz, stretch four. Going and get Conley, although, you know, probably in the latter years of his career, still a solid point guard. Huge upgrade over Rubio in my book.
Yep.
See you, Rubio. Have fun in Phoenix. He got paid, though. I mean, pair those guys with Mitchell
and the
Rudy
big baguette.
Gobert. Yes, the big baguette, the big Frenchman with a little strawberry marmalade on the side there. And then they went out and got recently, as of today, I believe, signed Jeff Green, who's serviceable, a good probably sixth, seventh man off the bench, potentially spot starter. Yep. And then Emmanuel Moody to back up Conley. I mean, Conley's going to be a guy that, you know, you're going to have to do what we call it, load balance, load whatever you want to call that.
Work-life balance.
He's going to want some days off. He's going to be putting in for PTO throughout the season. So getting a young guy like Moody to come in, average 14 a game for the Knicks last year, big time A. I think they worked their way into the tier one teams in the West. Again, adding those veterans and then stretch four and Bogey, I think that gets them in at least the second, potentially third round Western Conference Finals type area for the Jazz next year.
Last year and the past couple of years, they relied so heavily on Donovan Mitchell. Like, he had to do everything. Now with Conley, it lightens up his load. There's more options. You got Bogey to stretch the court. You still got Joe Ingles, sharpshooting Joe Ingles. I like that move. Ooh, I agree.
Forgot about the teacher. Toby.
The Jazz are in the upper echelon of the West. I like it.
Yep. Another team I'm going to give an A. And, I mean, the Pelicans, you look at their roster. They're young.
Mm-hmm.
They're exciting.
Yes.
I mean, they can go, they can probably go 9 deep. So a team that's going to be up and down the court. Derek Favors, who they benefited from. Obviously, the Jazz had to find one guy, you know, odd man out there. He's a solid, low post, veteran type guy. I think Drew Holiday's ready to be option A. And I think Favors will be a good mentor for someone like Zion. And then you got the three guys coming from LA.
Who else they got? They got sharp shooting JJ Redick.
Oh, my boy. I forgot about that. And that's another veteran presence, right? Someone that's playoff laden, knows who he is, knows what he can bring to the team. A drive and kick like guy that, you know, Zion and Drew can benefit from. I give him an A. I mean, out with the old, in with the new. See ya, Davis. You know, he didn't want to be there. They got the most out of the draft and free agency that I think he possibly could have.
And Drew Brees, hand over the keys to the city to Zion on Twitter, so it's official.
Wow. Where, when you get the keys to the city, what do you, like, can you just walk into any building that's owned by the city? What does
I
that
think
mean?
You just have to grab them from some guy who's passed out on Bourbon Street.
There's somewhere in New Orleans, on the streets of New Orleans. Another team. Although you may disagree with me, and here's where we can have some extended banter, because I think the Warriors did a good job in, and I will say this, and a lot of things go into this, right? You had KD leave.
Yep.
We both knew he's probably not going to play next year. So you, rather than sink money, we talked about this in the past, give him a max 5-year deal. Rather than sink money into him for 5 years when you're only going to get 4 out of him, you know, you got a couple championships out of him. And listening to kind of the reverb of him leaving town, right? The fact that he said he came out and kind of looked at himself with an egotistical mindset of they didn't respect me. I think you got rid of, it would have been tough to bring him back at that point, right? Because I think that came out prior to kind of the free agency push.
Yep.
You're going to go small ball now with Russell coming in, right? I think they probably attempt 20 to 30% more threes than they actually do twos, because you don't have the cap room to bring in the big men you generally like.
Nope.
But, people have been calling it a collapse. I don't see a collapse. I see probably a little more exciting continuity out of the Warriors next year, getting back to the days of old when it was Draymond, Clay, and Steph. Iggy had to find a way, had to unfortunately leave the team via free agency, but,
he got traded.
Yeah, trade. But if you look at that, I mean, who would you rather have, Russell or Iggy?
Exactly. So what grade are you giving him?
A-.
Okay, all right.
A-. I don't think they're worse off, but I think the mindset was there where they had the best outcome they possibly could have, knowing that Durant was leaving. I mean, you take Russell, who's still got I want to call it ego fits a little bit better, but I would say he's still wearing a chip on his shoulder after, you know, he exited LA with the Lakers. He's still got that mind frame that, you know, he wants to get to that upper echelon of guys that deserve a max contract. And, you know, he's only on a 1-year deal there. So it's a trade asset potentially for him throughout the year if Clay comes back.
They maxed him.
They maxed him.
Yeah. So,
all right, correct me, my friend.
My grade is incomplete. I do like their moves, but we have to see how they all fit together. But they knew they were going to lose Durant, and they didn't lose him for nothing. But in return, they had to sign and trade for Russell. So Russell got the max, 4 years, $117 million. It's a lot of money, but he's 23. He's an all-star. He's coming to his own. And it's better than having nothing for KD.
So. Here's my question to you. Back to a trade asset. I mean, 4 years, $117 million. I don't know what Malcolm Brogdon got, but I bet if you went around to every NBA exec, they'd say Russell has a brighter future than, say, Brogdon, right? Mm-hmm. So you look at comps on the market, and who's to say after this year, if Klay comes back, right? And I think what's lacking in that on that team now is a big man.
Yep.
Willie Cauley-Stein.
Like a scoring big man.
Yeah, exactly. Someone that they can depend on down low. I mean, you can only run Steph off so many picks. Where I'm going with this is Russell could outplay his contract value. So all of a sudden throughout the year, and he's going to have this opportunity with Klay out, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to have the opportunity to somewhat, you know, not necessarily lead that team, but, you know, when you don't have Steph on the court, you know, he's going to be option A most likely. Draymond's not the biggest scoring threat, right? He doesn't struggle to create his own shot. So where I'm going is if what the Warriors, I think, are forecasting for the season is with Klay out, Russell, like I said, maybe outplays his contract value, and then they can go midseason and make that trade essentially to maybe a team with, you know, a big man, or get big man and a draft pick out of it, right?
Yeah, like I like it. So I read that they either have to trade Russell before July 6th, and he's got to agree to that spot, or they can't trade him after the first of the new year. So with Klay out till springtime, they're going to keep him. And like you said, Curry averaged 28, Durant probably averaged close to 28, Klay averaged 20. Klay's not there, Durant's not there. D'Lo has plenty of opportunities to score, so why not keep him? And who knows? He might fit with Klay and Steph, and you got a key young up-and-coming all-star. If not, you've got an asset. You know, Rubio is Rubio. I'm sure the Suns will come calling the Warriors. Minnesota wanted Russell. The Lakers still don't have a point guard. So there's a trade market out there for him.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, the Warriors did my perception is they did the best they could with what the fallout of KD. They recovered nicely. And I think the signing of Willie Cauley-Stein, who, let's be honest, in Sacramento, that, you know, there's only so many shots to go around, and I don't think he fit that. If I look at Willie Cauley-Stein, he, you know, looks a lot like who's our guy that played for the Warriors a few years back, just lob, lanky, athletic.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I can't. JaVale McGee?
JaVale McGee, yeah. Probably a more polished JaVale McGee. He's younger.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe he comes into his own.
Yeah. I think the Warriors were going into this offseason thinking, all right, we're going to sign KD as option A. We're going to keep Iguodala. We're going to ride this out as they get old. But if that doesn't happen, we have to go to option B. We've got to get younger, and we've got to get younger quicker. And if you look at the age, Russell's 23, Willie Cauley-Stein's 24, Glenn Robinson III, he's played for four teams in 5 years. We still don't even know what he's like. He's only 25, so they definitely got younger. There's a lot of question marks, but with Steph and Draymond and Klay coming back, if you can find a couple more players, I think they'll get to the playoffs. I don't know if they'll be on the high seat of things, but I think they can still get to the playoffs.
I mean, that's all you want going into a new arena, right?
Yeah.
You know, a win for them would be a big win for them would be sneak into the four seed. So you're, you know, at least got home court advantage for the first round. But I don't think they're, you know, a collapse is necessarily, that's so far off in my mind.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you still have a contingent of, you know, Curry, Russell. And then when Klay gets back, and then you got Draymond still around, obviously. I mean, I don't see how a team like that collapses.
Yeah, and I think people forget they went to the playoffs when they had like Jared, Jack, Klay, and Steph. Like they were a 7 or 8 seed. Like they could still get to the playoffs. you know, with the talent that they have, it's just, it's going to be harder. And then they're going to have to pay attention to detail and execute.
I mean, and then you look at what happened around them. I didn't, you know, the Jazz got better, obviously, but they were a playoff team last year, right? LA is still incomplete. Both the Lakers and the Clips still waiting on Kawhi.
Clippers signed Pat Beverly, 3 years, $40
billion. Exactly.
Lakers signed Jared Dudley, 1 year, and Troy Daniels, 1 year from the Suns to minimum contracts. And they're sitting around waiting for Kawhi. One of them is, I don't know. They almost need to say Kawhi, make a decision, because they're sitting here while all these free agents are coming off the board.
So, yeah, I think I don't see much change, right, in the top eight teams in the West. I don't see anyone pushing past the Warriors where all of a sudden they're out of the playoff contention.
There's two teams I want to do want to talk about. Portland Trailblazers. Big offseason.
Wow.
They had free agents. They had only one mid-level exemption available for an unrestricted or player on their team or a free agent. And they had a lot of moving parts, and they had a lot of questions. And I'll defer to you, because I believe you now have a comment.
I am in Portland right now.
P-Town!
There's a billboard welcoming Hassan Whiteside.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler has been said to be driving Hassan all the way to Portland.
pick me up some voodoo donuts.
Yeah. Here's my question for you. Was Myers Leonard the key to that trade?
I will say this. I think based on his play against the Warriors, his value went up, and they were able to package Moe and Myers for Whiteside, which I love that because Nurk is recovering. We all hope he comes back and starts the season, but he might get off to the slow start. He might not be the same right away. You plug in Whiteside, he gives you some depth in the middle.
I think it's obvious, in my opinion, that Whiteside's an upgrade over Myers.
Yes.
Mo was great, right? So, but Mo and then the Chief getting in the last year, the Chief who left and I think signed a contract with the Magic and free agency.
Yep.
But I think what the Blazers missed, although they had some depth, and then they have Jake Layman, who I think is going to come into his own this year, give him more opportunity is what they see. But, and then potentially, I don't know what they're going to do with Seth.
He signed with the Mavericks.
Okay, so Seth's gone, right?
Yeah.
But when you get in the playoffs, right, you need talent above and beyond. And I don't think they had that last year, right? If you look at, they got swept by the Warriors. I think if we went rolled back to last year and you said, okay, we're going to give you Whiteside, a healthy Nurkic, McCollum and Dame on the floor for 80% of the game, I don't think you get swept. In fact, you might take a couple of games, if not take it to a game seven.
I agree. And then they made some small moves that I think will turn out to be bigger moves. They traded Evan Turner, who did not have a good year, had a big contract, shot horribly. They traded him to Atlanta for Ken Bazemore. He plays D. He can shoot the three. I think it's an upgrade there. And then I think Zach Collins, former Zag, he's got to grow. And then they signed Mario Hezonja. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Vet minimum.
From the Knicks.
So they've got some pieces, and they super max Dame. So Dame's not going anywhere. I like their move. I think they're still at the top of the Western Conference. I think they're a 1-4 seed next year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Portland's, if I'm, again, a small market team, who do you keep your guy around, and you add a piece that you didn't have last year, and that's in Hassan Whiteside. Enes Kanter's gone, but I don't think you miss him much with, like you said, Collins coming back, who's learning, athletic. There's a reason you draft him in the first round. And then you got Whiteside.
And then I think part of the reason they let the Chief go is because they got Nazir Little in the draft. There's a lot of upside there. I think he can grow into that role where just play D, athletic wing.
Absolutely. All right, you want to? You got one more team for me?
One more team.
What do you give them? What do you give the Blazers? Do you give them a grade?
I give them an A. I think they did well.
Wow. Yeah, couple other lines under the
so A, Rodney Hood could have left. His comps, or not comps, but people around his tenure and productivity. Terrence Ross got $54 million. Terry Rozier got $58 million. Corey Joseph got $37 million. The Blazers were able to keep him for 1 year, $5.7 million. That's good sales.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so let's shift, head a little south. Sacramento Kings. We're handing out A's across the board. They maxed Harrison Barnes, which is key, a veteran to play with their young backcourt, Fox and Hield. Dwayne Dedman, a center to replace Willie Cauley-Stein. He can play D. He can shoot a little bit. You got Trevor Ariza, the ultimate vet, the ultimate 3-and-D guy. And then they got Corey Joseph. He's played with the Spurs. He's played with Indiana, backup point guard, control the offense. They've got good veterans to go with their young upping core. You also throw Bagley, Harry Giles. I like what the Kings did there.
I wouldn't give the Kings an A. But, I mean, you obviously just addition by subtraction with Bogey leaving, Willie Cauley-Stein. Maybe those pieces didn't fit, you're right. But are you a playoff team again next year? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to be banging on that 8 spot, and we'll see how they all come together. But you know what I do like? Kyle Guy, UVA, Final Four MVP. He's playing well in the summer league. He can shoot it.
I like Guy a lot. Can he bring back the man bun?
I hope so.
The man bun go in Sacramento. I don't know if that flies, but who knows? I bet you the amount of – if he goes with a man bun, the amount of man buns goes up 10,000%. Meaning from 0 to 10.
Love it. Love it.
Let's wrap on the free agency. Yeah. So we handed out A's across the board.
Wow. Everyone agency, must love to take our class. Easy A's.
Yeah. Easy A's.
I'll give the Rockets a C. They did nothing. I'll give Oklahoma City a B minus. They did very little.
I'll give the Suns an F. Jeez. Wow. Just the I think you and I could apply for that GM job tomorrow and probably be considered. Yeah, I mean, there were some abysmal decisions. And I think, you know, you mentioned both the LA teams are just sitting and waiting for that rose from Kawhi. Whoever doesn't get it, you know, heads back in the limo to Arkansas or whatever they're from. Referencing the Bachelor. Let's get into the All-Star game.
More WST podcast in 3, 2, 1. Get into a little baseball. I do have to admit,
congratulate.
I've been heads down into basketball, so you're going to have to carry us here on this.
So basically, this All-Star game has turned the AL. It should just be called the Yanks and Astros versus the AL.
It should just be called the AL National Championship Game or whatever they call it, ALCS.
I mean, it honestly should. You got the guys I'd like to focus on, obviously, our West Coast team. So Hunter Pence is resurgent in Texas. He's starting as a DH for the AL. You got Chapman. La Stella, who just got hit in the shin last night for the Angels, is having a great year. It's good to see someone like himself, not a big name, but, you know, obviously rewarded. My boy Bogey made the All-Star team. Some would say, you know, you got to have a representative from every team. But if you look at his OPS, you know, home runs where he sits, I think it's well-deserved. Obviously, the NL, you look at the NL.
Whoa. What Kettle. About the best player in baseball making the team, getting the most votes?
That's a foregone conclusion. I mean, Trout's beyond. You expect a guy that's getting a massive contract like that. Sometimes you see it a year after lull.
Yeah.
You know, he earned it. But, I mean, the guy still plays hard every day. He is amazing. I think he'll go down as one of the top five, if not one of the top. The best player ever to play the game.
I agree. We are witnessing greatness.
Absolutely. NL side, Kettle Martini. I'm going to be honest, Kettle, I wouldn't.
Are you related to Dirty Martini?
I'm hoping you're not shaking your martinis with a little PEDs these days, but the guy is absolutely hitting the cover off the ball down in Arizona. There's talks of him getting a home run derby. We'll touch on that later. Bellinger, a little bit overshadowed by Trout, but, you know, certainly making a massive name for himself. He's up there in the talks of the Triple Crown. And then you got the three Dodgers pitchers. Ooh. So you got obviously Kershaw. You got Ryu. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Harukin.
Yes, you are.
Harukin. I think he may be starting.
Wow.
So, and then you got a third in Bueller.
Bueller.
And then Greinke's having a quietly, I mean, another phenomenal year. He's back to his ways of old with the Diamondbacks. Let's shift to the
two other guys I want to mention. Christian Yelich plays for the Brewers, but he grew up in Thousand Oaks. He's a California guy. Okay. He's having another great year.
Shout out to Yelich.
Neck and neck with Bellinger. And Nolan Arenado, third baseman for the Rockies, also a California guy, an L.A. guy. Shout out to the West Coast, representing in the National League.
Can we talk a little bit about the Home Run Derby?
Let's get into it.
So we have, you know, our confirmed guys as of, I believe it was yesterday. So you got Vlad's son, which, I mean, yes. Carlos Santana, I don't get excited about that. But
como se debe? Como te meta? Yeah.
he's got your handlebar mustache or handlebar beard. Pete Alonso out of the Mets, probably the only good thing going on for the Mets right now. Yeah. Yelich, who's deserving. Josh Bell hit three dingers the other night. You got to have him.
Yeah.
And then Acuna. From the Braves. I mean, he's got 19 homers.
Who would you like to see in this? Who deserves to be?
So,
tell
so here's
fans.
Some rumors. So here's some rumors. Bellinger, I think, would be an obvious pick, but I don't get too excited about him. He's been in it in 2017. Here's the three guys I want. I want to see Gallo in it. Joey Gallo, just because he's massive. Absolutely massive. He would hit some just taters. Just, I don't know where he could hit him from Cleveland to Milwaukee. I mean, the guy is huge. Judge, bring back Judge. He says he'd only do it if it's in Yankee Stadium. But come on, if we're not going to be able to get judged, give me Ohtani.
Okay.
I'd love to see him, just a methodical approach. Everyone wanted to see Ichiro at some point. I think Ohtani kind of is in that same thread of just probably effortless home runs. They're not going to be bombs like Gallo, but as long as it's over the fence, it still counts. And then my last guy is Bogey. The round mound of pound.
Give the fans his full name, because I have to admit, like, the first three times you said him in the first couple of months of the season, I thought you were talking about Vogelsinger, the ex-Giants pitcher. So please tell the fans who this guy is. Let America know who he is.
So Daniel Vogelbach was once referred to as the best 4A player in baseball, meaning he would go rake in AAA. I mean, they'd send him down on the train. He'd get to Tacoma and hit three home runs. And then they'd put him on the train back
he'd
up.
He'd be
and
at 230 by the time days. He hit the train.
Yeah, exactly. So Vogelbach was a key acquisition in a trade that DePoto made. I think it was with the Cubbies, I want to say. You might need to fact check me on that. But Vogelbach's coming to his own. This year he's seeing more pitches. He's up there in the league leads in walks. And when he hits up, when he gets a hold of one, the guy literally rotates, extends the arm, and just rotates around his body.
Thing
of
beauty.
He's not the most nimble guy, but it's just the extension of the arms, head down, and it's gone. So Vogelbach is probably my favorite player of the M's. It's the reason I'm still going to the game, other than the helmet nachos. like I said, Matt and myself are part of the Vogel Bombers. You'll see us on the big screen. We've made it on the Mariners Instagram handle. We want the M's, if any of the M's brass, listen to our podcast, send us to Cleveland. Put us in the right field bleachers. Make sure Vogie is in the home run derby, and all of a sudden he'll be, you know, an all-star for many years to come.
I like it. Let's give Vogie some respect. He deserves to be there. Let's get him there. He wants to be there. A lot of these people go to the home run derby, and they don't care. They don't try.
Yeah.
They're hungover.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, blah, blah, blah. He's excited to put his name on a big stage. He's going to take over.
Absolutely. He can hit him from Cleveland to Jersey City.
Love it. Dirty Jersey.
Get him in the home run derby. So free agent, obviously, fallout. We're waiting on Kawhi. All-star game, too many Yanks, too many Strohs, but we've seen, you know, La Stella is cool to see in the ASG, and then let's at least get Vogie and Gallo. I'd love to see those guys just crushing balls in Cleveland here come July 9th.
Yeah.
So happy 4th of July, fans!
Happy 4th.
Quick
fact check. I think it's Kettle Marte. I was like, who's this Kettle Martini? That's the best name I've ever heard.
My buddy called him Kettle Martini because
I love it. From now on, we'll call him Kettle Martini.
Kettle Martini.
Love it.
I mean, there's Kettle Vodka, right? So Kettle Martini. Make sure you have some Kettle Martinis maybe this weekend. I don't know if that fits all too well with a hot dog. Go Joey Chestnut.
Go Joey.
And
happy 4th. We're everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, everywhere. Like our photos on Instagram. WST_podcast.
Boom.
Boom.